Afternoon Edition.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 79 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
Some tough waters or some log jams we had to go up and around and over. Some that we was able to get through easy.
The search for a missing Moorhead boy continues today.
A Martin County attorney pleaded guilty to felony charges yesterday.
The name of the deputy shot in Scott County has been released.
Hepatitis A vaccines are being recommended for Lexington residents.
Kentucky swift water crews are getting ready to assist with Hurricane Florence.
In sports, the Reds fall to the Dodgers.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Cloudy with a high near 76. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Volunteers in Rowan County continue to search for a 9-year-old boy who was swept away by flood waters on Sunday. Drones and dogs have been brought in to help volunteers. Will Robinson is one of those people helping search for the missing child. He tells WYMT the search is emotional.
Every footstep, every limb you look under, every branch you look under, you just hope and pray that, you know, you find that child.
To volunteer in the effort or assist in the search in some way, you can call 776-0000.
An attorney in Martin County entered a plea agreement yesterday. According to WYMT, Christy Smith Grayson pleaded guilty to one of six felony charges of possessing a forged document. Grayson lost her ability to practice law earlier this year after her indictment. Ashley Williamson says her adoption was never finalized after hiring Grayson as her attorney.
It's felt sort of like a death to us because we have tried for 9 years to have a child of our own and we've never succeeded, and we thought that was one time that, you know, we actually got what we were praying for and hoping for.
Grayson will face sentencing next month. As for now, she has been ordered to write apologies to the families involved.
The name of a Scott County deputy who was wounded after a shootout at a rest stop on Tuesday has been released. WMKY's Naya Andueza has the story.
The deputy, identified as Jane Morales, was rushed to UK Hospital after being wounded in a shooting that happened at a rest stop on Interstate 75 in Scott County. He underwent surgery and is listed in critical condition. The FBI says 57-year-old Edward Reynolds was believed to be a serial Florida bank robber who was wanted out of Sarasota. According to WKYT, the Scott County Georgetown Special Response Team confronted Reynolds, and that's when Reynolds opened fire. Reynolds was pronounced dead at the scene by the Scott County coroner. For WMKY News, I'm Naya Andueza.
A Kentucky woman has been sentenced to 5 years in prison in order to pay $1.6 million in restitution for crop insurance fraud. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Lexington said 63-year-old Deborah Muse of the Wallingford community in Fleming County was sentenced Tuesday in U.S. District Court. Muse pleaded guilty in April, admitting she helped farmers file false tobacco crop insurance claims and created false documents to help farmers hide their crop production. The U.S. Attorney's Office said in a news release that the documents led to inflated payments from crop insurers, which are reinsured by the federal government. Judge Joseph M. Hood found that Muse caused the federal government to pay out $5.9 million in indemnity payments to producers who weren't entitled to them.
Reports of the West Nile virus have been confirmed in Fayette County. According to WKYT, the Lexington-Fayette County Health Department found the potentially deadly virus in mosquitoes that were gathered from a trapping station on August 29th. This is the first positive test of the West Nile virus in the county this year. There have not been any reports of human cases. The health department will begin to spray for the insects tomorrow morning in the 40509 zip code area. They also encourage people to remove any areas of standing water to eliminate mosquito breeding grounds and to wear insect repellent, long sleeve shirts, and pants. Mosquitoes are most prevalent during dawn and dusk hours.
Health officials in Lexington are urging residents to get vaccinated for hepatitis A. The recommendation comes after the statewide outbreak topped at 1,600 diagnoses. There have been 12 confirmed cases of Hep A in Lexington, four of which were reported in the past 2 weeks. Lexington Health Commissioner Dr. Craig Humba says drug users are not the only people susceptible to the disease.
Hepatitis A is spread through poor hygiene practices in general, and this particular outbreak is being spread more person to person than traditional outbreaks are.
The health department says vaccinations is the best form of prevention, and Humba says it's covered by most insurers.
The father of Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundgren Grimes has pleaded not guilty in federal court to making illegal contributions to his daughter's 2014 U.S. Senate campaign against Republican Mitch McConnell. Jerry Lundgren spoke very little during a brief hearing in Lexington. His co-defendant, veteran Democratic political consultant Dale Emmons, also pleaded not guilty. A trial is set for November 13th, but Lundgren's attorney said he would likely ask for a delay. Lundgren is currently not allowed to leave Kentucky without permission. His attorney said Lundgren will need to leave the state for several weeks for his job. He owns a company that coordinates disaster relief efforts and needs to oversee the setup of emergency shelters because of Hurricane Florence. Emmons' travel is restricted to the Eastern District of Kentucky.
The Fayette County School District released a timeline Monday, setting out deadlines for elements of the $13.5 million safety plan. First on the list is the hiring of more law enforcement and mental health staff for schools, a process already underway. By spring break, high schoolers could be seeing metal detectors if all goes as planned. Fayette County Superintendent Manny Koch spoke with WKYT.
Now we can see that implement. It's important that we do that in partnership with our community because they understood the importance that in these changing times, our values must remain constant, and that's to make sure our children are safe.
Other facility upgrades and monitoring programs are set to follow. The plan is being funded by a 5-cent property tax hike, which goes into effect this month.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market. 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays in downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the city park. The Rowan County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers, and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Rowan County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud.
Two of Kentucky's state representatives are hoping that this is the year for medical marijuana in Kentucky. State Representatives Diane St. Onge and Jason Nemus are working on a bill that would legalize the drug for medical purposes in the Commonwealth. They addressed the state's interim judiciary committee on Friday alongside families they think would benefit from medical marijuana. Taylor Everett's wife, Cassie, is a Louisville teacher who suffers from epilepsy. He tells Spectrum News he's fed up with the ineffectiveness of her treatments throughout the years.
What can we do? Well, your options are you take these pills and you keep dealing with this, or you have seizures. And when I ask her, well, I go online on all the epilepsy support groups because there are hundreds of thousands of people with this throughout the country. And everyone talks about how they have this option of medical marijuana and how it has changed their life. It is very, very frustrating as a husband to look at my wife and say, well, there's something out there, but there's nothing I can do for you.
As of now, Onge and Nemus are planning to pre-file the medical legalization bill in late October or early November.
The Commonwealth has issued an emergency declaration to help crews get to areas impacted by Hurricane Florence as quickly as possible. KNN's Haley Hansen has the story.
Kentucky's Transportation Cabinet Secretary is issuing an emergency declaration that provides temporary regulatory relief for crews heading to the affected areas. The order exempts a driver's hours of service limitation and wait station stoppage, suspends registration regulations, and waives permit fees for overweight trucks until October 11th. The secretary says lifting those regulations will allow crews to help with relief efforts as quickly as possible. I'm Haley Hansen.
To describe the upcoming election, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell referenced hurricanes. According to LEX 18, the Kentucky Republican says the, quote, wind's going to be in our face. We won't know if it's going to be Category 3, 4, or 5, end quote. He named 9 states, including Tennessee and Indiana, as places where Senate races are dead even. McConnell told reporters Tuesday in Louisville that every race is like a knife fight in an alley. He says he hopes that when the smoke clears, that the GOP will still have a majority in the Senate. Republicans have a slim 51-49 Senate majority, but they are, however, defending only 9 incumbent seats, while Democrats are defending 26.
Arguments before the Kentucky Supreme Court about the future of the state's public pension system will be broadcast live on statewide television. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has more.
The Lexington Herald Leader reports the Supreme Court is partnering with Kentucky Educational Television to broadcast the arguments on September 20th. It will be the second time in the court's history its proceedings will be aired live on TV. The Republican-controlled legislature passed a law earlier this year making changes to the state's struggling public pension systems. Thousands of teachers closed schools to protest at the state capitol. A state judge struck down the law in June, ruling lawmakers used an unconstitutional process to pass the law. Republican Governor Matt Bevin appealed the ruling. Arguments are scheduled for 10 a.m. on September 20th. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.
Taking a look at your local weather forecast for the week. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Tomorrow, cloudy skies throughout the morning and a 20% chance of rain with a high near 85 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and a 20% chance of rain with a low around 67. Friday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 86. And Friday night, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 68 degrees. Current temperatures in your listening area are 76 degrees in Flemingsburg, 77 degrees in Lexington, 81 degrees in Ashland, 76 degrees in Winchester, 83 degrees in Inez, 75 degrees in Mount Sterling, and 79 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, along with 15 other states, Kentucky's governor is pushing to roll back civil rights protections against LGBT individuals. But one organization is leading the effort to ensure fairness for all. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
A landmark ruling issued in March 2018 by a federal appeals court established that discriminating against transgender individuals violates civil rights protections based on sex. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin and attorneys general from 15 other states recently filed a brief asking the court to reconsider that ruling. Chris Hartman is the director of the Kentucky Fairness Campaign. He explains the move.
What Governor Bevin and the other states are arguing is that really all LGBT people are not covered under existing sex discrimination protections in federal law. So not just trans folks, but also lesbian, gay, and bisexual individuals.
10 cities in Kentucky have laws that provide civil rights protections to LGBT individuals. If people don't live in those areas, however, federal laws are the only protection they have if, for example, they were fired because of their sexual orientation or gender identity.
The federal interpretation of Title VII to say sex discrimination includes LGBT people is the only recourse currently that someone fired from a job would have if they live outside of the 10 Kentucky cities with the fairness ordinance.
Bevin and the attorneys general argue that the issue of civil rights should be left to the states. Hartman agrees and notes that other states have taken the lead in codifying protections for LGBT individuals.
States get to decide whether or not to update civil rights protections to include LGBTQ people. 22 states have extended LGBTQ discrimination protections by updating their state civil rights act.
Kentucky is not one of those states, but Hartman says the Commonwealth could set itself apart by becoming the first state in the South to ensure civil rights for LGBT people.
Kentucky has the opportunity to do that and has for the past many years. But now the statewide fairness law has been gaining bipartisan support. It could be an opportunity for Governor Bevin and the rest of the state to take a lead and say this is a states' rights issue, and we support Kentucky becoming the first state in the South with updated civil rights protections for LGBTQ folks.
Though lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have been expressing greater support for fairness laws, there have also been proposals by more conservative members of the legislature to keep LGBT people from receiving civil rights protections. Hartman says that position is harmful to economic development.
If someone, a major company, is recruiting or choosing a city or a state where they want to move their operations, they're not going to choose a place where some of their employees or their families may not feel protected from discrimination, basic discrimination, in a state like Kentucky.
He goes on to talk about how his organization and others are working for fairness and points out how anti-LGBT legislation has negatively impacted other states.
The Fairness Campaign, the ACLU of Kentucky, and other similar advocacy organizations, you know, work to make certain that Kentucky doesn't become a state like North Carolina, which, of course, after passing an anti-trans bill, lost hundreds of millions of dollars in tourism and investment in corporations.
While economic factors can't be ignored, Hartman says the main reason he disagrees with the move by the governor is for the simple reason that he believes people shouldn't be discriminated against because of who they are. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Joe Lewis.
It's 447 and 79 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Wednesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, videotapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
The Eagles now know what to plan for. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. Morehead State University has released their 2018-19 women's basketball schedule. The Eagles' season is highlighted by non-conference road matchups against NCAA tournament teams North Carolina A&T and Baylor, while also featuring a pair of four homestands in OVC play. Head coach Greg Todd says his team is always excited to have a good mix of home and travel games.
At Lipscomb and at Evansville, they'll be coming in this year to play, and then we play Valpo, Chicago State, St. Francis at home, and then we play two non-Division I opponents that are local teams, Alice Lloyd and Kentucky Christian, all at home.
The Lady Eagles season tips off on November 9th against the 2018 Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference champs, the North Carolina A&T Aggies. Fans can purchase season tickets to all 17 home contests and see the schedule in its entirety by visiting msueagles.com. The Cincinnati Reds wrapped up their series against the Dodgers this afternoon. The Redlegs lost 8-1. Cincy won Monday 10-6 and clinched the series last night 3-1. Scott Schebler homered last night, but tells Fox Sports Ohio it was also a great performance from Reds right-hander Luis Castillo.
That changeup is, I mean, it's unhittable, obviously, as you guys watched tonight. When he gets going, it's really tough to slow him down. So he threw great. Bullpen came in and threw great. So it was an all-around good game.
The Reds will have Thursday off before heading to Chicago to start a series with the Cubs. The Cincinnati Bengals are preparing to host the Ravens at Paul Brown Stadium Thursday. The Bengals are coming fresh off a 34-23 win over the Colts in Week 1. Indianapolis led until the fourth quarter when Joe Mixon capped off a 55-yard offensive possession with a 1-yard push into the end zone with a little over 11 minutes to play in the game, taking the lead 24-23 for Cincy. Kickoff on Thursday is set for 8:20. In other NFL news, Buffalo Bills coach Sean McDermott said today rookie quarterback Josh Allen will make his first career start on Sunday against the LA Chargers. Allen replaces second-year pro Nathan Peterman, who struggled badly in a 47-3 blowout loss to the Baltimore Ravens in Week 1. Peterman threw for 24 yards and two interceptions before being replaced by Allen in the second half of that game. Jacksonville Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette missed practice today because of a strained right hamstring. He tweaked his hamstring in the first half of last week's season-opening win at the New York Giants. He ran for 9 times for 41 yards before leaving the game. He also caught 3 passes for 14 yards. Coach Doug Marrone says the plan is for Fournette to rest a few days before testing his injured hamstring on Friday. Nick Foles will start for the Philadelphia Eagles against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. The Super Bowl MVP has filled in for Carson Wentz since he tore his knee ligaments in Week 14 of last year. He is 6-1, including the playoffs and the final regular season game, in which he played only one quarter. In some SEC football news, the Mississippi Rebels have played like two different teams in games heading into this week's matchup against number one Alabama. On offense, the Rebels look like one of the nation's finest, averaging nearly 600 yards per game, but their defense has given up about 550 yards per game against Texas Tech and Southern Illinois. Texas A&M quarterback Keelan Mond turned heads by throwing for a career-high 430 yards as the Aggies came just short of knocking off number 2 Clemson last weekend. The Aggies begin SEC play at top-ranked Alabama on September 22nd. The Vanderbilt Commodores are unbeaten in 2 games this year, heading into number 8 Notre Dame. Coach Derek Mason believes he has the best team yet, and the Commodores are looking to upset the Irish. The Morehead State Soccer Eagles are gearing up for a home matchup with Eastern Illinois on Friday at Jane Stadium. Morehead is 1-7 on the season so far and will face off with the 1-5-2 Lady Panthers. Coach Warren Lipka says his team fought hard to overcome Sunday's loss at Duquesne.
Every time we put ourselves in a position that we have to chase a game, it's going to expend energy, and we need to make sure that, you know, we try to, so how are we going to fight back? Let's try to win this half. You know, we're not saying let's win the game, let's go win the half and see what happens.
Game time this Friday is set for 6 p.m. The Round County Girls Soccer Vikings are traveling to East Carter to take on the Lady Raiders this evening at 6. The Viking girls are currently 6-2 so far. East Carter is 5-5-1. In area boys soccer action, the East Carter Raiders are visiting the St. Patrick Saints at 7:45. The Raiders are undefeated in 8 games as well as 2 ties. And lastly in sports, the Morehead State women's golf team has wrapped up its first multi-day tournament of the season. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has the story.
After opening the season with a 36-hole individual event with Northern Kentucky, Morehead State Women's Golf wrapped up play at the NKU Fall Classic on Tuesday. The team finished tied for 8th at the event, fashioning scores of 306, 311, and 312. A pair of Eagle golfers placed inside the top 10 with junior Gypsy Hutchinson, falling just short of a spot on the all-tournament team, finishing 6th, and redshirt sophomore Bridget Conley tied for 9th. Morehead State returns to action next week, hosting the MSU Greenbrier Invitational. The 2-day event tees off from Greenbrier Country Club in Lexington. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
And that's going to do it for today. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Family Weekend at Morehead State University features football, hosting Austin Peay at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Soccer is also in action, hosting Eastern Illinois at 6 p.m. on Friday, and Southern Illinois University Edwardsville at 2 p.m. on Sunday. More information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks were mixed as comments from a top 3M executive washed out the positive sentiment from a possible renewal of U.S.-China trade talks, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a modest gain of 27.86 at 25,998.92. The S&P 500 was up 1.03 at 2888.92. The NASDAQ Composite was down 18.25, led by weakness in chip stocks in particular, finishing at 7954.23. As mentioned, 3M dropping almost 3% today after the CFO said that the company expects higher raw material costs to be a headwind for its bottom line. Those comments sent the 30-stock index Dow Industrials lower after it had earlier rallied almost 175 points on news of a potential restart to U.S.-China trade talks. And it was reported this morning, actually, that the U.S. is proposing a new round of talks with China in the near future. This report says the talks are aimed at getting bilateral economic negotiations back on track. And as mentioned, semiconductor stocks weak today, with the VanEck Vector Semiconductor Exchange Traded Fund dropping almost 2%, led by a decline in Micron Technologies. Shares of Micron were down more than 5% after Goldman Sachs downgraded them to neutral from buy. And also shares of Dow member Intel fell 0.7%, while Applied Materials and Lam Research both dropped over 2%. Tech shares have also fallen lately amid increasing regulatory pressure towards social media companies, especially Facebook and Twitter. Facebook was down 1.3% today, while Twitter dropped 2.5%. Apple shares fell more than 1.5% ahead of an expected unveiling of new iPhone models. And in the commodities markets, oil was up 1.5%, finishing at $70.28 a barrel. Gold was up 0.75% at $1,211.30 an ounce. And overseas in Europe, stocks were actually strong, with the Stock 600 index finishing up 0.5%. In Asia, stocks were down again, with the Nikkei down 0.25% and the Shanghai Composite down 0.3%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Walgreens and Boeing, while the worst performers were 3M and Apple. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Discovery Communications and Advanced Micro Devices, while the worst performers were Micron Technology and SunTrust Banks. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 49 cents at 83.85, CSX up 3 cents at 74.14, AK Steel up 15 cents at 4.39, Marathon Petroleum up 68 cents at 84.20, AEP down 47 cents at 72.51, and Fifth Third Bank was down 52 cents, finishing at 28.87. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
Another quick look of your local weather forecast. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 65 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy skies throughout the morning and a 20% chance of rain with a high near 85. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy and a 20% chance of rain with a low around 67 degrees.
Taking a look at your region's events coming up on Saturday, First Christian Church, located at 227 East Main Street in Moorhead, will host a yard sale from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Items include art, glassware, furniture, clothing, collectibles, and more.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host a Woodsongs Coffee House concert at 7 p.m. on Thursday, September 27th, featuring singer and songwriter Sean Whiting. Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for students.
The Derrickson Agricultural Center at Moorhead State University Farm will host a live Tibetan yak exhibition on Saturday, September 29th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Rutabakers will provide food, and bluegrass music begins at 1 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition today. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Haley Stidham, Logan Pemberton, Naya Andueza, Kenzie Thompson, Chaz Jenkins, Jack Cottle, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. WUKY's Josh James, KNN's Haley Hansen, and Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Joe Lewis. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.